The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Monthly visit with Dr. Leonard Coldwell. He is a man of bicontinental perspective. He is German-born. He knows Europe inside and out. He knows America because he's an American citizen, loves his country, or what it used to be. And I think I hear him huffing and puffing in the background there. Are you there, Leonard?
I'm sorry. I can't really hold myself back any longer. By looking at all of this, first of all, it's good to know you're still standing, my dear friend.
Thank you, Leonard. Same to you.
You know, there are not many people like you out there anymore, and I lost a lot of friends, good friends, and people I thought that were good friends over the last year or two.
Sure.
And I mean, you are just one of the rocks in the ocean that really stands. The power of the storm.
Well, thank you.
And I know it's hard, but you are somebody that I admired as long as I know you. I came to America, I listened to you, you gave me the basic information about what's going on in America a long, long time ago. We are friends for decades, and
yeah,
I think you are one of my heroes, and I just need you to know that.
Well, thank you. Leonard, the feeling's mutual. You have done more for countless millions of people on this planet than most anyone can even imagine. You've saved lives, hundreds of thousands of lives. You've brought the truth to people who would otherwise never hear it. You have a unique perspective, and that is, that's golden. When we are gone, eventually, there will be no one to replace us. The people coming up in the so-called alt-news media are essentially frauds, operatives, assets, phonies, green-screen ego trippers. Look, there are some of you listening who are really serious about what you do, and I respect that. But you and I, all of us know that the predominant majority of the alt-news media is a fraud. It is a mind-controlled social engineering exercise. It is a psychological operation. That's all it is. And that doesn't mean we give up. That means we understand. Know your enemy. Period. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, Jeff, we do. But now I think a lot of more people should be awake than really are awake. I mean, guys, do you still think the government means well by knowing about all these fake cases of COVID that do not exist? They know there is no COVID-19 virus. It's proven. Four different courts asked for it to be produced. It has never been produced. These people or companies are still in contempt of court. Canadian courts did the same thing. For me, it is just really, Jeff, I have honestly given up on the idiots. I don't want to convince anybody anymore. I'm going to help everybody that wants information, everybody that wants to understand things better, wants to understand us and why we are still standing and why we are doing what we are doing. But I'm not willing to try to convince somebody anymore. I'm not arguing.
We don't have the time. We don't have the time to try those people. We have to help those who have gotten off the fence and have come to the right side, to help them focus their vision and refine their wisdom. That's what we need to do. And all of you out there, the same. You can't bring the antithesis of intelligence over to our side. Those people have bought into the mainstream media lies. They look at the media as an oracle, and they couldn't be more tragically mistaken. So, yes, I agree with you 100%.
And they will never change, and you and I, we know that, and that's why it's not worth it. It's like in sales psychology, there's people that buy from you, and there's people that don't buy from you, and there's nothing in the middle.
And that's right.
The same is whether you're on our side or you are not, and if not, I wish you well, but just go away. And so,
you know what, Leonard? Excuse me. One quick thing. A lot of those people have been shot up with the bioweapon, and they are going to go away. They're going to die.
They're going to die. After eight months after the first death shot, the immune system is gone. 4 months after the second death shot, the white blood platelets are gone. Your killer cells, the T cells, are gone. So you bleed to death internally, and you have no immune function anymore. They even admit now there's no way for anybody that got two shots to go back with their immunity to normal. These are all facts now. This is nothing. It has nothing to do with conspiracy theory. And you and I, we talked about it 2 years ago and told everybody. And, of course, they all said, oh, you guys are crazy, and it's a conspiracy theory. Okay, that's all good. That's why a lot of them that said this are dead today. And when you look at the facts, when you look at the illnesses, when you look at the numbers of people, I mean, when have we ever seen people on a football field or soccer field, baseball field, dropping dead at the height of their,
quite literally,
of their performance? Literally. I mean, at the peak age, at the peak of their performance, and they just dropped dead shortly after a vaccination. And of course, there's no correlation there. This has nothing to do with it. They just dropped dead for the heck of it. This is, to me, it's just really not understandable any longer. How can people swallow this? So now in Germany, you have total lockdowns. There are more shutdowns. If you're not fully vaccinated, and by now nobody knows what fully vaccinated really means, they change the parameters for that every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so now you have to have two shots and a booster and another booster, and you have to have all of this for at least 6 weeks. And I mean, it is so absurd that nobody can even follow the rules anymore, because the rules are made up on the go. So now they are closing down all the restaurants in Germany. Now they're going to threaten people with jail time if they don't wear a mask, if they are on the street after lockdown time and all this curfew time, all these kind of things. Oh, okay. So the question is, do you really want to live like this, guys? You want to live locked up? You want to live with a face diaper? You want to live, your children, see your children dying? Each and every one of you, I give you my word, I give you the guarantee, it is my perfect opinion, my absolute opinion, everybody that lets their children getting the death shot will regret it. Your children will die. Your children will be damaged. They will have neurological damage or die or end die. This is no way that after we all know what's in these shots, that there is no damage done, There is no way after Jeff and I told you guys over a year ago, 22.5 million people minimum died in Wuhan when they turned on 5G. And people were laughing at us. Oh, okay. Just keep on laughing. So for me now, it is just looking at the new restrictions, looking at the new shots, and looking at Israel, what's going on there. And people die like flies, I mean, in Israel. I have a lot of friends in Israel and from Israel that tell me that their best friends died, their family members died. Nobody's allowed to talk about it anymore. There are Nazi concentration camps in Australia, and people are crying for help. And there's still people out there that don't get it. I mean, how brainwashed can these people be? I mean, first of all, guys, stop watching the mainstream TV, the mainstream media, the mainstream news. It is solely there to brainwash you. It is solely there to manipulate you. It's like this stupid Q movement. Oh, yeah, don't do anything. We will save you. Trump will save you. Trump is one of the worst gatekeeper and dangerous people on earth. And let me tell you something now. He will not run. And no matter what, he will not be a president again. Absolutely not. I'm willing to bet any amount of money. So we are trapped. The problem really is they set it up in a way that there is no fixing. We can literally just watch this crashing and then rebuild. But if it crashes too late, we cannot rebuild. My idea is, and I'm now the most kind of like wanted person in Europe. I kind of like started World War III in Germany, or at least a civil war. I reached 21 million people last Thursday with my emergency broadcast for an hour.
Wow. Congratulations.
What's going
Great.
On? Thank you. But the point just is people are finally start to listen. I don't know if they wake up. I don't know if they believe me. That's not really important. It's important that at least now they're looking at it. They listen. They repost my video links and these kind of things. I've been banned and blocked. By the way, the most dangerous and the most crooked provider for emails, Startmail, is Startmail. Startmail is the most dangerous, most crooked provider on earth. Everybody that has Startmail, just cancel it immediately. They canceled without warning, without reason, without any legal ground, my business account that I have for a long time with them. They just canceled it and deleted 962,000 email addresses and contacts. They deleted it all. And without reason, without warning, it was just gone. I tried to log in. I write them, I cannot log in. They said, oh, we deleted you. We didn't like what you were doing. So before, Putin didn't allow Startmail in Russia because it was safe. Now, of course, after it got bought and paid for, it's allowed in Russia. They're now cheaper, have a new website. They're the worst crooks I have ever dealt with in my life. So, guys, be careful.
Very good.
We need to stop. You know, when everything broke down, Jeff, was when America lost dignity, pride, and honor. That's when everything ended. Because if you or I give anybody our word, it's like you don't need a contract. We shake hands and it will happen. And this is all dead. Honor is dead. Dignity is dead. Pride is dead. And this is what they needed. Too many people have given up. If you look around now, that people are saying, okay, maybe have another year. And I'm saying, how old are you? Oh, 38. Why are you talking? Maybe I have another year. Yeah, I mean, with looking at all of this, and probably I end up getting vaccinated. Probably I end up dying from the vaccine. And saying, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
What in the world are you saying? Then one of my closest friends for 30 years and my webmaster got really, really sick, 130 degrees fever, and couldn't breathe, couldn't focus, couldn't see anymore. Of course, he didn't tell me. That's really a smart-ass idiot. No, he didn't want me to worry. Okay, after you're dead, I don't need to worry anymore. So he had it for 10 days until I figured it out from another employee.
Uh-huh.
So I had a doctor, and the doctor put him on budesonide and ivermectin, and next day, from 10 days nearly dying every single day, more and more, he was fine. And I tell you that because there is hope in everything. But what's really scary, my lawyer is also the lawyer of Rainer Thirmich, you know, the lawyer that's suing everybody
sure.
in this field. And we both have the same lawyer. And my lawyer said to me yesterday, do you think there is still hope for us? I said, why do you think I'm suing 117 groups and people for defamation? Because I think there is no future? What's wrong with you? And I need to remind people, we need to fight until the end. And because there will not be an end. Evil has never succeeded at the end. Evil has caused a lot of damage, a lot of pain, but has never won. Not one single time. These are the end times. But these are the end times of the New World Order. Because they're exposing themselves more and more, because they had to start, based on the internet and people waking up, 2 years earlier than their plan was. So now they do everything in a rush. Now you get jail time in Austria if you're not getting vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
You get 2 weeks in
jail. 1 year, potentially 1 year in prison and a large fine. And this is going to expand to other countries, as you know. This is the plan. We watch it begin here, then it spreads to there. Pretty soon it's knocking at the front door where you are. That's the way it works. They're moving it out, deploying it all over the world.
And you don't get a driver's license anymore if you're not vaccinated?
No, they shut everything off.
And
it'll all be tied into one card, Leonard, one plastic card. It'll have your social credit score, your bank account, and if you don't act properly, they'll simply type in a few keystrokes and you won't have any money. Shut it off. Total control.
You will not even exist anymore. Nobody will find your name. You go there and say, that's me, and they say, no, that name doesn't exist. That person doesn't exist. That person doesn't have a bank account. That person has a car. But we are at the last possibility of fighting back. You know, when I look at people, and I look at people's dead eyes, I look at people's idiot eyes, I also see people's eyes that are awake, and they say, okay, up to here, and that's it. I have learned in my life, if you push the most cowardly dog far enough in the corner and keep on pushing, it will bite back. That's why they are so fast, because the death shot, the kill shot, will give you mad cow disease. After 4 months, will give you positive AIDS test.
Well, you won't have it, but Leonard, let me say one thing. This is important, and I want everyone to try and get this straight now. They're going to try to make you think, if you're vaxxed, that your crashing immune system, your acquired immunodeficiency that you get, which is otherwise known as AIDS, okay, did not come from HIV. It came from the bioweapon that destroyed your blood and your immune system. They're going to try to make you panic. Oh, my God, I might have HIV. And then they're going to begin to give HIV tests. HIV will have nothing to do with the condition of AIDS, as it will afflict 99% of those who took the kill shot. It destroyed their immune system. Yes, they have AIDS, but it is not caused by the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. It is caused by the bioweapon. So we got to keep that straight. They're going to try to confuse people. They have a new alleged vaccine now against HIV, which, again, I repeat, has nothing to do with the condition AIDS that many, if not all, of those who have been vaxxed will end up with. They will have AIDS, but it is not caused by HIV. Got it?
It's an immune deficiency, which is based on the vaccination disease.
Correct.
So there's nobody in a hospital with COVID-19. Everybody in a hospital is vaccinated. How come
they're
everybody
dying.
That
Their
dies,
immune systems are dying, of course. That's why they're in the hospital. They got no immune system. You know, it's in Germany, they did a test. Damn it. I can't remember the time frame on it. I think it was after two shots, you have only 13% of your immune function left. That's it. And you think you're going to escape major disease invasion of your body? No chance. And that 13% will go away, as Leonard said. You get another shot, goodbye. You got no immune system, as in zero, and you're done.
So they now have some stuff in the booster shots to give you basically the death shot, the kill shot. And now they're inventing booster shots that keep you alive another 4 weeks. But you need the new booster shots every 4 weeks. So now you're going to be dependent on the booster shots. Yep. And they love diabetics, as you know, so they are customer for life. So this is exactly what they are creating right now. But the vaccinated ones will die anyway, and guys, I'm sorry for you. And people like me and other colleagues that are working on solutions and trying to find at least something to make you help you stay alive longer and stuff like this. But you got vaccinated three times, two times, and the booster, you're done. So get your affairs in order. And I know Jeff doesn't like it if I say things like this, but this is, I'm a doctor. I'm in this field for 40 years, over 40 years. And I tell you, get your affairs in order.
We continue with Dr. Leonard Coldwell. Leonard, your friends in Europe, have they given up pretty much? Are they reconciled to wherever this is going, and God only knows where it will go, except to a very unhappy conclusion? What are their thoughts over there?
The sad thing is, you know, I know a lot of people like me were all their life in martial arts and have special military training and things like that. They know people in a similar level. A year ago, 90% of all my friends said I will never get vaccinated, I will never fall into this.
Uh-huh.
And about 2-3 months ago, half of even my bodyguards in Germany, I have bodyguards that you can throw in a mass discotheque or nightclub with 200 people, they empty this thing on their own. Now they got vaccinated because they said, I want to travel, I want to go in a restaurant. And it is only 10% left. I'm left with 10% of my good friends, of my bodyguards, of the people I trust in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Europe has pretty much given up. Now the people in the pharmacies are ratting on people, saying, oh, these people look like they have some fake vaccination ID. Look like weird stuff. And now it's kind of like when the former, you know, this stupid stuff that happened with the Stasi in East Germany, and everybody was ratting on everybody, and everybody having a fight on everybody else.
Yep. Snitch,
and everybody
snitch.
Said, how could this? Snitches. Yeah. A country of snitches. And everybody said, how could this have happened? And these pigs, and how dare they? Today is the same thing in Europe. Mm-hmm. People call the police and say, oh, there are with more people in the room than there are allowed in one room at this time.
What a disgrace.
And so it is just unbelievable. Guys, please, I have a newspaper that even now by Google is officially recognized as an official newspaper on the internet called RallyandTimes.com, by Coldwell, a Coldwell banker, Coldwell, I-A-N, like Orwellian, Coldwellian,
yeah,
times.com.
Sure.
And I post every study, all the originals, where I got the information from, the experts I got the information from, because I was so tired that people always say, oh, show me the data. Okay, now here is the data. And since it's there, nobody looks at it. I mean, yes, we have 50,000 people an hour going to ColdValleyandTimes.com. And that's why we have...
Oh, congratulations on that. That's terrific. I didn't know it was that high. Great.
And this is a really short amount of time. As you know, we are on, I don't know,
yeah.
8 months, 9 months now.
That's right.
And we have now 1/3 in English, and because of the huge success, we're going to start ColdValleyandTimes.us in English for the American listeners and viewers. And I'm starting my TV station over Roku. I already have it for 2 months, but I didn't have the time or strength because I'm running around trying to save lives, trying to save my friends, and didn't have the time to get going. But this month we will get going. My studio, my TV studio is nearly ready. Another 5 days, and we have the rest, and my TV station starts. And
oh, good.
And we will have a different outlet, different possibilities. But the thing is, guys, you need to just look at the facts. Jeff doesn't give up. He knows more than all of you together. I don't give up. I know more than you, all of you together. We don't give up. Yes, it's going to be tough, and shit happens. But so what? Giving up is not an option, guys. I learned really, really fast in martial arts. You always get up one more time when life slows you down. That's the formula for success. You simply get up one more time than life slows you down. That's it. And you keep on going. You keep on going. You keep on going. And when we understand there are enough of us left, it's important, friends, you need to connect now. As long as we still have an internet, we're going to shut it down. We're going to shut the electricity down, and they're going to blame it on the Russians or the aliens, the space aliens. They blame it on something and somebody. They will shut the water down, and that's why I tell you, I have all the products on Jeff's website to keep my health going, and it's important to stock up on this. Since Jeff knows LSNC is my thing, I have everything and I buy everything, but you guys need to stack up on it. How do you know there will be still delivery? At the moment there is delivery, but how long? So it's really, really important that you wake up to the reality. It's over. It will never, ever, ever be the way it was. It will crash. It has to crash. And then we have to rebuild it. But we have to resist and not let them get away with it. There are now more and more international courts filing arrest warrants against people like Justin Trudeau and then all these other courts. It's coming. You just need to hang in. My point of view is if you are still alive and unvaccinated in May, we made it. Because then we can rebuild. You will see. I have never been wrong with my predictions. Sometimes with the time. But not with generally with my prediction in general.
Okay.
And we need to just hang in. But we need to coordinate it. You need to coordinate with your friends. Or if the internet goes down, we meet at 9 o'clock every Wednesday at this place, or at this place first, this place second, and so on. So we rotate between each other. But make emergency plans. Get together. Protect yourself. There is strength. There is safety in the masses, but only for the right ones. Make sure you don't trust the wrong people. The times for that are not there anymore. You cannot just give somebody a chance that you have the feeling you cannot trust. Just don't. But you have to have backup plans. And this is really, 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 really important. Now, the internet will go down, guys. There will not be electricity. There will not be water. At least not clean water. And then they will come and say, oh, we fix it all if you give up all your rights and get the vaccination and the microchip with all your data on it between your thumb and your index finger. And people will do it. Now they do it for nothing so that they can go to work.
True.
You know what? In Germany, the government doctors that control the entire government system for health, they just quit. So the entire German government system for medical issues broke down because the heads on top, the Amtsärzte, the guys that are running all of this, just quit and said, not with us. So if you guys would just stop working, if you guys would just stop supplying them with work power, with anything, just stay home. As they want to, they want you to stay home. Okay, stay home. Stop doing anything that supports the system. Resist against anything they are saying. There's nothing they can do. They tell you this is a law, you have to wear a mask. No, there is no law you have to wear a mask. There is no law you have to get vaccinated. They just act like there would be laws to scare you, to make you think there are laws.
Sure.
You know, guys, why I'm disgusted by my American brothers and sisters now? That there are still these guys from January 6th last year in jail. Illegally in tortured jail.
That's
like
horrible.
In a communist country.
One of our greatest disgraces in this country. I agree.
It is so repulsive, but on the other hand, Jeff, it's so scary. So who is going to stand up for anybody anymore? You know, like this old saying, the priest said, oh yeah, when they came after the Jews, I didn't care because I wasn't a Jew. When they came after the gypsies, I didn't care because I wasn't a gypsy. When they came after whatsoever, I wasn't one of their parts. And when they came for me, nobody was there to stand up for me anymore. This is how it happens. Piece
always.
By piece. Oh, you just need
yeah.
to wear the mask for a week. Okay. These idiots all were wearing masks. And it wasn't
we
even
just
suggestion.
Need 2 weeks. Flatten the curve. Just 2 weeks. That's all.
Yeah. And just one shot, and then you can do everything again. You get one shot, and you're free. And now you get a booster every month. Just wait. It's coming. It is the making.
Monthly.
And they create and monthly. I have seen all the paperwork. I have seen all the data. I cannot say where I got it from, but this I can confirm. This is 100%. There will be a booster monthly. And if you don't get it, you die anyway because you have an immune function. And in this booster will be something to give you a little bit of immunity, of immune function. So they make you addicted. Like a lot of CIA's guys have these bag on their chest with a screen liquid in it. If it doesn't get replaced once a week, they simply die. So that's how they control that.
Yeah.
And we all need to just really say, is it worth living like a slave? Is it worth living like in jail, like in a concentration camp, just being outside? Or you cannot leave your home. I leave my home anytime I want to, guys. I don't wear a mask, never did. I will not get vaccinated no matter what. I never got a test. It will not happen. And if they try to force me, just see what happens. You all will read about it. In the newspapers, you will always see it on TV, what happened if they try to force me.
I don't think you're alone by any measure. There are a lot of people who will not go down quietly. Not a chance.
And this is what gives me hope, Jeff. You have no idea how many people are contacting me and say, just say when. And to me, it is just more, guys, stop complying. Stop doing what they tell you. Stop helping them. Now they have robots for everything. At Walmart, a bank director guy that I know, his wife is really high up at Walmart, at logistics and stuff like this. She told me that there is no human needed anymore to deliver, to bring, to drive the trucks, bring the trucks to Walmart, to clean the shelves, unload the trucks, and put it into the shelf. All of this is done by robots. There's not one human being needed anymore. So now they have robot dogs. Now they have armed robot dogs.
Yeah,
with guns, with rifles.
Yeah.
So what guys do you think why they have that? To protect us? They are scared of us. There are 7,000 families. That's all there is that are against us. And we are 9 billion people. They are not 7 billion people. We are 9 billion people. And it's about time that we get up. There's enough countries that's going to get up, but you don't talk about it. I posted on Colvalian Times today, a lot of Russian parts or Russian or former Russian countries where they said mandatory vaccination. They beat the crap out of the police. Literally, the videos are there. Next day, the government says, oh, no, we changed our mind. There is no mandatory vaccination any longer. It's on coldvaliantimes.com.
Got it.
And I have thousands and thousands and thousands of people on the streets. 1 million people in Berlin, Germany, on the streets yesterday against this vaccination BS. Now the reports on the funeral homes, there are 40% more deaths than all the other years. 40% more dying.
Yep.
Since we started with the vaccine. There was an absolute even number until they started with the so-called vaccine. It is no vaccine. It's a bioweapon. And it makes you infertile. It makes you impotent. It lets the entire reproductive organs in male and female shrink and get cancerous. All these people get cancer. And the cancer grows in 6 weeks. And I know this for a fact. The cancer that's induced by the bioweapon. It grows
Correct.
In 6 weeks like it normally would grow in 6 years. And I'm the world-leading expert on cancer, guys, for over 45 years. So it grows in 6 weeks like it would grow normally in 6 years. So if they put the needle on you, it's like they put a 45 magnum or a 45 or 44 magnum on your head and squeeze the trigger. Would you just sit there and let them shoot you? Would you just sit there and say, oh, okay, yeah, just blow me away. Blow my brains out. It is the same. Yes, this is a needle and you don't see the bullet coming. But it will kill you over time. And it is time that you act the exact same way like somebody walks in with a gun, puts it on your head and wants to shoot you. Because that's what the death shot is. It's just a liquid bullet. That's all it is. But it is a bullet. It is a bioweapon. It will kill you. You
See,
only have a chance. No. Excuse me, Jeff. Okay.
No. We're seeing dying people all over the country now. They're dying at home. They're dying at work. Some are dying on the sports fields. It doesn't matter. They're dying. Dying in hospitals. They're fearful. They're more afraid now than maybe they've ever been. The demand for these dysfunctional tests that they're selling, the do-it-yourself home test, is through the roof. People are panicked. And the 2 years of psychological preparation for this was withering to the average person. Just beat the hell out of them. Go ahead, Lennon.
They don't have any fight left in them. They believe. But guys, first of all, I thought when they started vaccinating the kids that the mothers wake up and fight back. It happened to a little extent, maybe 10-15%, but a lot of criminal idiots let their children be murdered. You will pay the price, guys. You will pay the price for your cowardice. But there is a resistance that keeps on growing too. So there is hope, guys. It's not over. Just simply believe me, it is not over. We are still standing. And as long as we can breathe, as long as we can move, as long as we can think, because if you get the death shot, you cannot think anymore. It gives you mad cow disease. That's the fact. The death shot gives you mad cow disease. It liquidizes your brain.
Correct.
And when you guys understand it's going to be the deadliest winter of all times, this is the deadliest winter of all times. And in my belief, 90% of everybody that got so-called fully vaccinated, two shots and the boosters, dead in September, by September. I'm absolutely convinced about that. So, guys, start detoxifying. Start drinking a lot of healthy water, filtered water, clean water. Make sure you know it's clean. There's up to 160 deadly elements in the tap water. Just like fluoride,
too much.
Chlorine.
Too much. Mm-hmm.
It's a neurotoxin. Fluoride is a neurotoxin. They put it in the toothpaste to protect your teeth. It makes your teeth rot out, actually. So when you just look at everything they are doing, the chemtrails, the vaccination, I wrote a book How to Survive Your Illness and Your Doctor about 15, 17 years ago. We have already described all of this, what's coming, and I have proven that there has never been a vaccine that has been proven effective and safe. Never. Every vaccine, and they nearly all have quicksilver in it, mercury in it, is a cause of autism. And it goes further and further and further because there was never polio. There was never a disease of polio. They sprayed DDT, and because of the poison of this weed killer DDT, these symptoms appeared that they said was polio. There was never, ever polio, ever. But to not get caught and pay for it and go to jail for it, they called it a disease and even created a vaccine against it. Sure. Polio stopped when they stopped using DDT. That's a scientific fact. And when you understand that the body, I mean God, the universe, however you want to call this, it doesn't matter, it's all the same thing. When nature, when God, when the universe created us, it created us perfectly. There's only one person out there that doesn't have a perfect immune system when they are born. This immune system gets rid of everything. That's why they have four different ways to destroy our immune function that it finally really breaks down. A kid still try to fight back. Even the gene-changing deadly elements in the vaccine, the graphene oxide. Have you ever seen how graphene oxide works, how it organizes itself, how it is like a living being?
Sure.
That's happened in your system. We have it on covalienttimes.com. We have all the dead people. People write or take these pictures of the dead people that died from the vaccine. No, I am not. People say, oh, I'm not going on covalient times anymore as long as the pictures are there. Stay away. You're cowards. And your cowardice has allowed all of this. This is why they still get away with it. Nobody shows the real pictures. Nobody shows the truth. Nobody talks about what's really going on and that they want to murder us. It's not an accident. It's not a side effect. It's exactly what they want. They want us dead. End of story. They call it the Great Coming. We are all on the... I mean, you hear of all the pedophiles. You hear of adrenochrome. Blood from tortured children. They're eating children, it's a fact. It's proven. They have sex with children in every age. That is proven. Nobody cares. Are you guys all crazy? Are you completely all mentally retarded? To not stand up for that. To not fight against... Can you not at least fight for your children? That's what a coward you are. To not able and willing to fight for your child, for the only thing that makes your genes go on, that makes this earth have a future. You're shitting your pants because of your little bit of fear. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of living this way for eternity? You live in hell, guys. You want to live in hell? Keep on going in this direction. Otherwise, get up, stand up, and fight back.
Well, it's a one-way road, Leonard. One-way road. You got it. Okay. Thank you. That was very enlightening and certainly gives people hope that they can at least individually and in small groups make a difference. Help yourselves
can,
and help those around you who want it. Yeah, very good. Leonard, take
Thank
care.
You.
Be careful. Okay. Dr. Leonard Coldwell, Coldwellian Times, Coldwellian, Coldwellian Times. That's his publication. Back in a minute. Hold on.